blood in the hazy purple of the coming night, with his face turned dauntlessly to the western trail, the cowboy sits his horse easily as he rides through a wide valley. A vagrant puff of wind shakes the corner of a crimson handkerchief knotted loosely at his throat. The rhythmic thud of his pony's feet, mingling with the jingling of his spurs, arouses within you a spirit of romance and adventure. And as he leads us over the crest of the divide into the camp of the H-Bar 2, a lovely strain of plaintive melody comes floating on the night air as Pinto Pete and his ranch boys are gathered around the chuck wagon and the glowing flames of the evening campfire. That's a right pretty tune, boys.
You bet it
and
is.
On a night like this, it sort of adds to the beauty of the stars in the sky. And makes you think of a lot of things that you should have done and you didn't. But maybe there's time and hopes for the worst of us. Even old ragtime cowboy Joe.
Guide you with that evening star, the roughest, toughest man of all was Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Well, he got his name to sing it to the cows and sheep. Every night he'd sing his herds to sleep. In a bass voice so rich and deep, he'd croon so soft and low. He'd always sing ragged music to the cattle as he swing back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That'll sing to faded gator, that'll such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fellow's gun and the western folks all know. He's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. He always sings, dragging the music to the cattle as he swings, back and forward in the saddle on a horse. And sing to baby gator, and such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run. When the hill fellas and the western folks all know, he's a
half-a-lutin', rootin',
tootin' son of a gun,
Arizona,
ragtime cowboy Joe.
Yeah, that's fine. Say, you fellas just look at Sugar sitting there as glum as a gopher. I'll bet my 10-gallon hat that he's thinking about a gal somewhere back home. Curly, you and Ike rustle up some more fuel for that our fire. Yeah, and for your benefit, Shug, so as you won't go moping around any longer like a sick calf, let me say that you can roam the whole world over, and you'll never find a place to live in compared to my home on the range.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
glory exceeds that of ours. Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand blows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Then I would not exchange my home on the range where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all the day. Oh, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraged
Pinto sure did a job of singing on that, didn't he? Say, Jerry, bring that old fiddle of yours up here and play us one of those sweet little tunes. I want to look at those stars.
That's a boy. Me a horse and saddle every day without a change, with the desert sun ablazing on 100 miles of range. When my earthly trail is ended and my final bacon curled and the last roundup's finished at the home ranch of the world, I don't want no harps or halos, robes or other dress-up things. Let me ride the starry ranges on a pinto horse with wings. And I'm going right back to Texas.
Oh, give me back my saddle. Give me back my old gun. Give me back that good old bronc of mine.
And give me back my campfire when my day is done. Let me hear that lonesome cow whine. Going back to my good old Texas home, home, home. Down by the sleepy Rio Grande, where the lonesome turtle dove is grieving, where the moon is shining on the sand. Going back where the longhorn cattle roam, 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 where your best friend is your bronco and your gun. And I know I'll never more be leaving. Texas home, my ramblin' days are done.